the owner of it said to them, "Why are you loosening the colt?" And they said, "The Lord has need of him." And then they brought him to Jesus, and they threw their own clothes on the colt, and they set Jesus on him. And as he went, many spread their clothes on the road. And then as he was now drawing near the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice, praising God with a loud voice for the almighty works that had seen, saying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest." And some of the Pharisees called him from the crowd, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." But he answered and said to them, "I tell you that if these should keep silent, the stones would immediately cry out." Can I hear an amen to God's word? Listen, this is Palm Sunday, as we see. So called because of the palm branches that was used. A triumphal entry that took place as we see this today. It was recorded by all the gospel writers. And the setting and the scene about 5 days before Passover. Jesus and the disciples came from Bethany. And most important of all, the Jewish feast was about to begin. And there was probably about 300,000 that were there for the Passover. And our attention from the celebration and the multitude to the submitted minority, note that their accomplishments are still important today. My first point today is this: the submission of Jesus to the will of the Father. The submission of Jesus to the will of the Father. I want you to know today that Jesus submitted himself to the Heavenly Father for this day because those that were around did not realize that he was about to get ready to go to the cross, but there was a great entrance that was going to take place. And as he was going, he was submitting himself to the Heavenly Father. We see this in Luke's Gospel 19 and 28. When he had said this, he went ahead going up to Jerusalem. This was going to be this great entrance. And yet as he went, there was danger within the statement. The attempt on his life even before at Jerusalem. We see this in John's Gospel 10 and 22. "Now it was the feast of the dedication in Jerusalem, and it was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then the Jews surrounded him and said to him, 'How long do you keep us in doubt? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly.' And Jesus answered them, 'I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do, listen, in my Father's name, they bear witness of me, but you do not believe, because you are not of my sheep. As I said to you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one." This is what Jesus says. "I and my Father are one." And then the Jews took up the stones against to stone him. And Jesus answered them, "Many good works have I shown you from my Father. For which of those works do you stone me?" The Jews answered him, saying, "For a good work we do not stone you, but for blasphemy, and because you, being a man, make yourself God." And Jesus answered them, and it is not written in your law, I said, you are gods. And if he called them gods to whom the word of God came, and the scriptures cannot be broken, do you say of him whom the Father sanctifies is sent into the world? You are blaspheming, because I said, I am the Son of God. If I do not do the work of my Father and do not believe me, but if I do, though you do not believe me, believe the works, that you may know and believe that the Father is in me and I are in him. Therefore they sought again to seize him, but he escaped out of their hands, and he went away again beyond the Jordan to the place where John was baptizing at first, and there he stayed. I want you to know today, folks, that Jesus completely submitted himself all the way to the cross. And there he was talking with the Jews, how that they kept saying, you're blaspheming, you're this, you're that. Jesus says, but clearly look at the works that I have done. I have healed the blind. I've healed the woman with the issue of blood. I have performed the miracles before your eyes. And it was not just me that performed the miracles, but it was my Father in heaven through me, because I are in the Father and the Father is in me, and I do not do nothing of myself, but only what the Heavenly Father has allowed me to do. I want you to know today that Jesus loves us, and that he's the healer, he's the provider, he is the God that stands the test of times, and he will be God in your life as he comes and as he ministers to your heart and to your life. I want you to know today, God loves us. He does not want us to perish, but he wants us to have everlasting life. But he wants us to know who he is. And the question today is, do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? Do you know Jesus in a personal way? Have you made that profession of faith to accept him as Lord and Savior in your life? I am reminded that after Lazarus was raised, the danger increased. There was fulfillment of the prophecy in it. And Zechariah 9:9, Christ riding into Jerusalem on a donkey. Hundreds and hundreds of years was predicted through Zechariah 9:9. Yet we see it in Daniel 9:25, Christ to arrive as the prince on that day. There was submission to the Father's will in it. There was submission to the Father's will in that. I want you to know today, the question would be, are you submitted to the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you committed to the Lord Jesus Christ? Because Jesus has done great and mighty things before you. Even before the cross, he has bled and died. Are you ready to submit? If you haven't been submissive to his will, if you haven't submitted yourself to Jesus Christ, now is the time to submit to the Lord Jesus Christ, to the Lordship, so that he can do great and mighty things in your life. You see, Palm Sunday was a time where that Jesus was on the donkey. He was riding through Jerusalem, and even Jesus was crying out when the people were giving him all of the rejoicing of the palm branches. There were some that were great to see him. There were some that hated him. There were some that despised him. Yet the same ones that he had healed were the same ones on that day that probably couldn't stand him. And yet he still bled and died for them that day. Jesus has still bled and died for you and I today. He was submissive to the very end. He could have called down 10,000 angels to take him off the cross. But listen, he put himself on the cross because Jesus said, I lay down my life and I have the power to bring my life back up. I want you to know his submissive will has caused us to be submissive so that we understand his divine nature and who God is and how that we would know him today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This would be led to the cross. His reason for coming. Ahead would be the Last Supper. It would be the First Communion. It would be the trail of the scorning of the cross. Yet consider the submission of Christ as it is described in Philippians, the second chapter, beginning with the fifth verse. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery, but to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, but took on the form of a bondservant, and coming into the likeness of men, he submitted himself as a bondservant. He submitted all that he had unto the Heavenly Father and says, listen, I didn't come to be served, but I've come to be a servant. And therefore, we must understand what submission is about. And submission is also about submitting ourselves and saying, Lord, I want to be that disciple. I want to be that servant. I want to submit my life before you. My second point today is this: submission of the disciples to the will of the Savior. The submission of the disciples to the will of the Savior. Listen, these disciples submitted themselves to go get a colt. They submitted themselves to go get a donkey. They get this donkey from this man and they're saying, what are you doing? What are you going to do with my donkey? What are you doing? And Jesus had instructed them and says, let the man know that I need that donkey, that the master needs the donkey. And so there it was, they went, they got, they brought, and there the submission of the disciples, yet they did not understand what all was going on. And sometimes in our life, we don't understand what's going on. We may be dealing with cancer, we may be dealing with issues, we may be dealing with financial issues, but it's for us to begin to be submissive and be submissive to the Lordship of the Lord Jesus Christ and say, Lord, I don't know what this is going to bring. I don't know what the outcome is going to bring, but I'm going to trust you in faith and I'm going to believe that you're going to take care of me every step of the way. It's never for us to figure out what's going on, but it has everything to do to walk in faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It is never, and I will say it again, it is never for you to walk in life and look at it through your eyes and look to the nature of your eyes. We must look within our heart and step out in faith and know that there's a living hope in Christ Jesus, that we have hope for tomorrow. We have hope through this year, and it's by faith as we trust we must be submissive to His will. Listen, I want you to know today the strange instruction to the disciples about the colt, the donkey. The disciples must submit their will to obey. Go ye, the word of Christ, the same today. Go. He clearly lets them know. You shall find a colt. Jesus knows all about our tomorrows. He knows the bondage of sin. He knows what it is. And yet he says, go and get the unbroken. Being submissive to Jesus Christ. and to His will. Listen, if any ask, there was always that public opinion that would take place. Jesus says, if anybody asks why I'm asking for a colt, the Lord hath need of him. And finally, that purpose in life began to take place. Listen, today there are many that are waiting to be free. There are many today that are in bondage. There are many that are struggling in life. There are many that are wrestling with issues in life. And I want you to know today, as I encourage you today, submit to the will of the Father. Submit to the Lord Jesus Christ, because I'm telling you, when you submit, it doesn't mean your problems go away, but when you submit, that means God takes charge in your life. That's when God becomes God in your life, and that's when we begin to see things open. And we begin to say, listen, it's not about me fighting my situation. It's not about me making decisions. It's not about me trying to figure out what I'm going to do tomorrow, what I'm going to do next week, what I'm going to do next year. It's about being submissive to the will, all the way as Jesus was submissive to the cross. We must be submissive and say, Lord, whatever it takes, whatever you're trying to do, whatever you're trying to say, whatever you're trying to show me, wherever you want me to go, Lord, that we have that submissive heart, then that's when God becomes God in our hearts and in our lives. Third, in my closing today, the submission of the donkey to the Creator and the King. The submission of the donkey to the Creator and the King. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And there were those that day did not realize who He really was. But He was King of Kings. He was Hosanna. He was the man of all. He was the Son of God. He was the Son of Man. Listen, they brought Him to Jesus. They cast their garments on Him. Yet the stubborn will of this donkey submitted to Jesus. This was not a tame donkey. This was a donkey that had never been trained. Yet Jesus and His nature comes when storms and winds and the seas rages even in our hearts and our life. Yet He is subject. All is subject to the will of the Father. And yet the Bible lets us know in Isaiah 11 and 6, the wolf also shall dwell with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the young goat, the calf and the young lion and the fatling together. And a little child shall lead them. The cow, the bear shall graze. Their young ones shall lie down together. The lion shall eat straw with the ox. The nursing of the child shall play with the cobra hole. And the winged child shall put his hand on the viper's den. This is Isaiah letting us know in the future of what is going to take place. That even the animals, even nature, is subject unto the Lord Jesus Christ, under His authority. Yet He submitted, bled, and died for you and I today. Listen, is your will submitted to His will? Is submission in the Christian life to one another, to wives, to husbands, citizens, to laws, believers, to church leaders? The call is to surrender and to be submissive. Listen, being submissive does not show that you are weak. Being submissive is saying, Lord, I'm allowing you to take charge. I'm allowing you to take control. I want you to take control of me. I want you to take control of my family. I want you to take control of everything that I'm around. Lord, have your way. Being submissive is saying, Lord, not my will, but your will be done in my life. Because when we exchange our trust in ourselves and we exchange it with the Lord Jesus Christ, no, therefore, we do not trust in ourselves, but we trust in Jesus Christ and Him alone. Then He becomes the authority of our hearts and our lives. Got questions? Bring it to Jesus. If you got concerns, bring it to Jesus. You need to ask about a question, about something in your life, bring it to Jesus. You know, it behooves me sometimes where that we will try to get counseling from friends around us. We'll get counseling on social media. Shame on you if you do that. And some will just like to blab out their information on Facebook and social media. Folks, we need to stop that and we need to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to give Jesus a chance. We've let everything else get in our lives and let Jesus be the last resort. We need to let Him be number one at the very beginning before anything else in our lives. We need to communicate with Jesus. We have gotten lazy because we think everything else will work out. We'll answer to everything else. We'll throw everything else out there and we'll say, well, Jesus, if I need you, I'll pick you off the shelf. But right now, you're on the shelf. I don't need you because everything is fine. But when I need you, I'll pull you off the shelf. No, God is not a God of being set on a shelf. God wants to know about the small things as well as the big things in your life. He wants to be involved in your life. Why? Because He wants to show you great and mighty things, and He wants to have a personal relationship with you. That's the awesomeness of our God. That's the submission of the Father. That's the submission of the Lord Jesus Christ. As He submitted Himself, therefore, we must come under subjection and we need to come under His Lordship and say, Lord, have your way in my life. Stand with me across the building today.